summer's morning, left foot first and then the right. I little thought nor felt no warning where I'd lay my head that night. I gaily strode along the road, the fields were green, the sun was bright. I hardly felt my modest load, my knapsack and my heart were light. In the hedge a chiff-chaff singing, swifts and swallows swooped and went. Far away a church bell ringing o'er the lovely weald of Kent. The miles slipped by, I was in no hurry, my sturdy brogues, they feared no stones. I saw no reason then to worry, nothing troubled heart nor bones. As evening fell and the moon arose, the clouds were building in the west. The chilling air came through my clothes as I sat down to take a rest. The first drops woke me where I lay, I saw no shelter from the rain. So wet, despondent on my way, I set out on the road again. Darkness now was near complete, the rain was sluicing down the track. I scarce could see my own 2 feet, but no use now in turning back. I stumbled on in sorry blindness, cold and soaked through to my skin. Desperate for some human kindness, or the light of a homely inn. At length I lay down on the grass, weary now to carry on. And what strange fate now came to pass, I hesitate to dwell upon. For from a nearby copse appeared the ghostly shapes of several deer that gathered round and to me neared, showing not the slightest fear. All that night they lay beside me, protected me and kept me warm. Just as a port the weary sailor shelters from the raging storm. When I awoke the sun was rising, the deer were gone, I was alone. But what I found was most surprising, my clothes were warm and dry as bone.